hello, hello, Ben here, and...
Me, as well. Hello.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Evidently amazing. We have returned for a very short while, have we not?
We have indeed. We're not going to be here for long, just doing this short podcast, because we decided you deserved so much. If you still have this on your iTunes, ready to download anyway, then you are worthy to get this. So there you
go. We asked Jack if he wanted to, sent him a quick message on MSN, seeing as he rarely actually is on when he is, when it says he is. I doubt he will get it until tomorrow, so that's a shame. But we're here, we thought we'd give it a small go, did we not?
We did indeed. I didn't listen to a word.
Maybe breasts?
Maybe breasts.
Maybe breasts.
Definitely breasts.
Possibly breasts. Breasts.
Possibly breasts?
I think definitely breasts, actually.
Maybe breasts.
Ah,
yeah, that's very true.
That was really loud. I'm fiddling with the volume control on my headset, and I turned up to full when it was quiet, and then
you got an earful of maybe breasts.
Definitely myself.
Right, a quick update, shall we? Like from the last time we did a recording, I think it was a couple of months ago now, wasn't it? Ben, your relationship status has changed.
It has indeed. I'm now going out with the most gorgeous and wonderful Alice Lee, who... pretty
Fantastic.
Much every one of you will know, because you all go to BGN, apart from one person. Okay.
Apart from you?
Apart
so
from
you
me.
Won't know her, obviously.
So I won't know her, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, see, what I have to say on the matter is...
Maybe breasts?
I think quite definitely breasts, actually.
Ah, I see. Well, obviously. I mean,
because
I just didn't want to jump to any conclusions. Oh dear. Did you, well, we've got a couple of talking sections actually. Oh no, I should talk about myself. I'm fabulous. so yeah, that's about me, isn't it? All about me. It's all about the pasta.
It's all about the pasta. I don't know why people don't see that. It's just so obviously about the pasta, Byron.
Yeah, if there's nothing that this podcast has taught us, it is definitely all about the pasta. There's, well, all about the pasta and...
Maybe breast.
But I think it's mainly about the pasta, so therefore we should just stick with the pasta, eh, Ben?
I think we should stick with the pasta, but maybe breasts.
Yeah.
Maybe breasts.
Just love the inquisitive way he says that. Maybe breasts. Oh,
just kind of hinting over the radio is why.
Oh, fantastic. Right. Okay. Talking section. Obama. Ooh, middle name Hussein. That's a bit dangerous. Did you know that? Did you know his middle name was Hussein?
I did not, but that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's like his name is almost an anagram of Bomb America. So if you just turn that round, Hussein Bomb America,
well,
pretty fantastic.
Let's piece it all together. Obama sounds like Osama. His middle name is Hussein, and his nickname is Barry. So
Barry.
Basically, he's Barry Hussein Osama.
Osama Hussein Barry.
Wow. Fantastic. What else have we got? Yeah, Obama. Yeah, he's in. He made a mistake during the inauguration, which I thought was quite funny. Oh, bless
him. I didn't
him.
That because wrong. I didn't think it would be remotely interesting, and I was too glued to my screen watching Fallout 3, which was pretty good. So.
Fantastic. I'm glad you got into that game. It's definitely
I've got
game.
Into that game. It's quite fun dismembering people, shooting them once with something powerful, and watching their limbs all pop off in unison.
Damn right.
Maybe breasts?
Unfortunately, their breasts do not pop off with their limbs. That would be hilarious.
So no breasts?
No breasts.
Ah. Okay. Well, never mind. Obama got it wrong when he was swearing. You know.
Failed.
Hand on the Bible, so they did it again later on. I heard they did it yesterday, and they did it again, but they didn't have a Bible to hand, so they just did it without a Bible, which I think is funny and a great insight into American politics.
Plus the fact that the Bible is useless, it's just a book. They could have used the first Harry Potter book, or possibly the second.
Yes.
That would have been
right. I can't see why they did not.
That would have been amazing though. It walks up, please place your hand on the Chamber of Secrets.
Actually, the Philosopher's Stone, get it right.
Did say the second one, Benjamin.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's...
Maybe breasts?
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's...
What an epic title. Oh, it's all about the philosopher who maybe gets breasts.
Who maybe gets breasts. Read on to find more.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Maybe Breasts. They could be breasts, they could just be rather large cysts. You never know. Oh, they could be benign. You never know. Yeah, so Obama's in. Thank God. Did you hear? Already, he only got in yesterday. Already he's ordered Guantanamo Bay to be shut.
What the hell? Oh, Guantanamo Bay. Isn't that the one with the prisoners who all get to die?
Yeah, the hideous terrorist camp with inverted fingers that you can't see. Yeah, because basically they torture people and they keep people there for 7 years without trials, and it's hideous. And in his second day, he's got rid of it, and I think that's a really good move. Oh, God bless. God bless America.
Skins, Ben. God bless America.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Skins, Ben.
I can easily say that because I don't mean it, do I?
Yes, quite obviously.
Oh, good old Al Murray. I just had to steal a quote from him there.
Ben, you sing a little song. I'll be back in about 10 seconds. You just sing a song to yourself. I'm taking off the headphones now.
All right. Well, Ben's just gone for a nice steaming dump, I think. I'm just here to entertain you. I'm still fiddling with my volume control. I know. Just for a laugh, I'll turn it up to full while he's making no noise.
Keep singing.
As soon as he says something, I will be deaf.
Free to keep singing. I'm looking forward to hearing this singing in my left ear.
Okay, Ben. Okay. I haven't been singing. I've just been entertaining the listeners by saying I'm fiddling with the volume control. However, I turned it down when you're talking. And I said you had gone for a nice steaming dump. That's
I certainly did. It was a very quick one.
Yeah. Well, did you know I had the microphone muted that entire time? I did, so I kind of nudged it down to make sure it wouldn't stop me talking.
You're very...
We wouldn't want that, would we?
No, we definitely wouldn't. We definitely wouldn't want...
Maybe, Brett?
So, Skins, you've got a problem with that, I understand.
Well, I thought the first one was pretty good. I thought the second one was amazing, although I only saw like 3 episodes of both of them put together. But the second the new one, it's got brand new characters in it, so therefore I can't be arsed with it. I'm just going to...
Having never seen it, I'm going to be ignorant and pass judgment that it's rubbish.
It's all about people who take drugs, go to parties, and... Well... That's it. Great. Yeah,
well,
they also have skin.
Well, obviously, as the name would describe, imagine if it was called Skins and...
Maybe Breath.
I think that would be a
Skins and maybe Breath.
Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Skins and...
Maybe Breath.
It's all in Channel 4. Oh...
Dear me.
Riveting. Would you care for a Strictly Come Nathan session?
What did we do last time for our Strictly Come Nathan?
I don't know. I think I asked you a question on something completely irrelevant.
We've
I think I'm just
those
asking two
strained,
questions.
Painful accents.
Oh yeah, I was trying to be that bloke, wasn't it? Chris Tarrant, that's it. Should I do that again or should I just be me?
I think you should just be me, because that was painful to listen to.
Okay, right, off we go then.
Maybe breast.
I took you the other way with that one, sorry.
Oh. Well, I can't hear anything now. I can't hear anything, Ben. You've disappeared. Well, it's possibly my computer giving up.
Maybe breast.
Oh, now I can
hear
you.
I think I'm going to rename that section. Strictly Come Maybe Breasts.
Strictly Maybe Breasts Come Dancing.
Oh, definitely, Ben, but...
Maybe Breast?
So, I have a question for you, Benjamin.
Oh, what is that question, Benjamin?
This is for 20 pence.
Ah, oh, 20 pence. That's probably more than I got in my bank account at the moment, to be fair.
Don't know how you plan on getting to London next time.
I think I might just have to steal it from Alice, to be honest. She'll be paid back in due course over the coming months where I save up the pennies from Subway.
Well done, Ben.
Or I could just not go
to eat at Subway. Yeah, exactly.
I can't. That's why. That's why I have no money. But I go there anyway because I like it and it tastes nice.
Okay. Well, here's my question for you, Ben. For £1.25. Oh, I've gone up by £1.05. Right. Here's my question to you. I'm turning around, retrieving a piece of paper, making it up on the spot. What is the name of the new school musical that Fred and I have put together? Is it B? Oh, just screwed that up straight away.
Epic failure there.
Is it B? Nine? No,
it's
not.
Is it C? Is it B? Is it A? Or is it all three?
Or is it...
Maybe Breast?
Right. Is it A, The Sound of Booyah? Is it B, The Sound of Boojik? Is it C, The Sound of... a small African man being sick over a fire, or is it D, The Sound of CHD Joe? I don't want to rush you.
Well, can I 50-50 on this? Because I'm kind of stuck between The Sound of a Small African Man Being Sick Over a Fire, and I'm also stuck between that and The Sound of Booyah.
Well, to be honest, that's taken me by surprise, because, to be honest, I thought you'd get stuck between The Sound of CHG Joe and The Sound of...
Maybe Breast.
But anyway, I'll give you 50-50. 50-50 split. Unfortunately, you're left with The Sound of CHG Joe and The Sound of a Small African Man Being Sick Over a Fire.
Well, I wasn't expecting that at all, to be quite honest, so...
Would you like me to ask the audience?
I think we might be all right. We're going to chance this. Is it possibly the fact that I have heard this not interpreting my answer in any way? Is it The Sound of... I was going to say the full name to sound really good, but I'm just going to say the short name because I've failed to remember what CHD stands for. Is it The Sound of CHD Joe, perchance?
Fantastic. Very good, Ben. Very good. Very good, Ben. Very good, good for you, search your beer. Good for you, search your beer, good for you, search your beer. Fantastic, so you win £1.25p, are you thrilled?
I'm very thrilled, that's part of the train ticket to London and back.
Oh, fantastic. So you will be getting that never, and that is all we have time for on this week's edition of Strictly Come Maybe Breasts. See you next time. Goodbye from me.
Strictly Maybe Breasts Come Dancing, and it's goodbye from me.
Maybe Breast.
There we go. And we, I think we have something else to talk about, don't we? We're going to London.
Ah, Londonifying. We are on the Thursday coming. Not this Thursday, the Thursday that we are recording. On Thursday, the January,
29th?
The Thursday of the 22nd of January of the 2009th year.
Ben, it will be the 29th when we go. Yes, he wasn't actually born in December.
I know. Christmas isn't
supposed
anything
to coincide
with
pagan festivals. Yeah. Damn right. Or Righut, depending on where you're from. Right. Yeah, London. Poor K. Esther, are we going to London?
We are going to see... Well, we're kind of going to see the news quiz recorded, which is an audio podcast, so it won't be much of a visual spectacle, I have to say. They will just
It's not the audio, but it's not just an audio podcast. It's on Radio 4. It's political satire that we won't understand, but it's a trip to London, and it's free.
It's not free at all. It costs about 25 quid to get there and back, including the subway since.
Right. Well, I agree. We have a new section. We have decided to steal from the Scott Mill Show their What's Occurring. So I nick it from the podcast every single episode that we don't do. And so, Ben, would you like to give that a go with me?
No, I think we can give it a go, Ben.
Just to prove the point that I'm really quite excited about this. So I think I should probably stop going up like this.
Ow! What's the curry?
And there we go, that's all of it. Right, Ben, have you heard of Loose Women?
I have heard of Loose Women, and my mum watches it all the time, so does my dad, quite scarily. And I think it's a bag of testicles on a stick covered in cheese and slightly toasted, sprinkled with a tramp's dump.
Yes, that's exactly how I was going to describe it. I would say maybe breast, but it's in the other section of the Pamela Cool Recorder Mega Emotion Sounds player, so I can't be bothered to move my hand. Now, Benjamin, I'm going to ask you to give a description of what it is, basically.
You want me to give a description of what it is?
Well, no, what it's about, basically. Well, my interpretation is it's a bag of really, really grumpy old women complaining about how rubbish men are.
Well, it's more of, like, slightly empowering women at lunchtime, because that's what they need, obviously. So, they just sit there and talk about how fat they look and how much sex they haven't had in the latest five years, which is usually none. So, it's a very incredibly boring thing to me. And the only time I ever laughed at it was when some old guy with a beard came on and went really close to one of the women and roared at her in her face, and she shat herself.
And sometimes it's about...
Maybe breast.
So, Ben, they have a very odd sense of humour, because obviously men are all rubbish, and in this episode they were complaining about how messy men were. Now, they seem to find it absolutely hilarious. Personally, I couldn't see anything in it. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How long do you think that they were wetting themselves for?
A minute and a half.
Okay, should we listen?
I think we shall.
Tell me if this isn't coming through well enough. It should be.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Aren't men blooming messy, aren't they? Oh, and isn't it funny? Here's today's Loose Women.
Is it messy?
Yes!
Why is this funny?
Take him in and then I clear up after him.
But you did, though. You did go to his house and you sort it out, didn't you?
Yes, I did, because I walked in and... although it was some very nice things... it's a beautiful house, lovely house, but it was just messy. Thank you. Hot water. They don't seem to do washing up very well either.
No.
How beyond belief was that?
It was amazing. I almost lost control of my incredibly powerful bladder, which would be extremely, extremely difficult to do, obviously, because I'm manly.
Aren't men messy, Ben?
No, not really. I'm not.
Isn't it absolutely hilarious? Ben, I can tell you that the duration of that was 1 minute 25 seconds.
Oh!
And because you're against you win.
I was 5 seconds out, you slag.
Ben, there is a part two. There's a part two.
Oh, I'm going to fail at the next bit.
Here we go. You ready? Scott Mills then went out onto the street and asked 10 people if their partner was messy, and how many people do you reckon did a belly laugh?
One.
Okay, shall we find out?
I think we shall.
Let's go.
In the streets of Great Britain, is your partner messy? How many did a belly laugh?
Is your partner very messy?
No.
Is your partner very messy?
My partner? I'm a student, so I have no partners.
Is your partner very messy?
No, she's impeccable, actually. I'm the messy one.
Why aren't they laughing?
Is your partner very messy?
No, he's quite tidy. Can you tell me, is your partner very messy?
Messy? No, she's very house proud.
Okay, that's brilliant. Is your partner very messy?
No, I am.
Is your partner very messy?
No.
Is your partner very messy?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Is your partner very messy?
Kind of.
Is your partner very messy?
Yeah, I suppose.
So Ben, exactly one.
Oh, you cunt. I mean, cunt.
So if there's anything we can draw from this, it's that Loose Men Women is one of the worst programs ever created.
And the fact that I'm amazing at any guessing programs in the world, and I can't.
Yes. Definitely. Or you just watch lots of Loose Women.
I've seen.
What's the kidding?
I'm old, though, well done, so man. I am quite a general genius.
Maybe breast.
And maybe breasts.
Well, you are definitely a general genius. General genius and maybe breasts.
Not genius. So, I think that's all we have time for.
You are genium. Yes.
I'm a genium.
If you. Okay, so please stop interrupting me.
No.
Oh, Benjamin. Benjamin, Benjamin, Benjamin.
When you talk.
Maybe breasts.
Maybe breasts.
Maybe breasts. I thought you.
Darren Brown.
It's all about the pasta.
Mamma Mia, the story of a bride-to-be trying to find her real father, told using hit songs by the popular 70s group ABBA. I can see why that one was so amazing.
Wow. Okay, Ben, should we wrap this up?
I think we should wrap this up and we should roll on out of here because this is how we roll.
It's definitely, and it is all about the pasta. And... Oh, I don't want to rename it. Right, I just screwed that up. I'll do that again. Do you want to just set me up for that again?
What did I say?
I said because that is how we roll.
Oh, that is how we roll, Ben.
Definitely, and it's all about the pasta and.
Maybe breast.
There we go. Got it second time around. Sorted. That needed a plug in the end. So, if you've liked what you've heard, please email us at thehotmail@.
Oh, we're failing good.
Oh. I know, I just can't get this done.
Please email us at thehotmail.hotmail.com.
Listen, I'm trying, okay?
You're failing is what you are. You're failing
this. I'm trying.
How are we supposed to capture the audience like this?
Ben!
Ow!
Ben!
Yes?
Maybe breast.
I quite agree.
Yes, so you should. Email us at thebodcast@hotmail.co.uk. Please, please, please. We want to know if we want to make this a regular thing. Otherwise, go to hell.
Yeah,
so, thank you very much.
Right off.
Yes.
Bastards.
Yes. Oh, we've got another review on iTunes, by the way.
Ray, what is it? Is it good?
Yes, it is. It's from Molly.
Molly.
And it's a 5-star review, and it takes our aggregate of... Well, not aggregate. What the hell about? Shut up, Ben. Our average of 2.5 stars.
You were meant to say average, and you said.
Yes, yes, I don't know.
What the fuck? How could you fail that much?
Maybe breast.
It takes our aggregate score up to.
Hey, I'm trying. I'm trying, man. Oh bloody hell! Well, anyway, it takes our average score up to 4 stars.
Oh.
So we recovered from that. Disgraceful, bloody one star review.
Thank you
and,
very much, Molly. We love you with all our hearts.
And Ben.
I failed there. I lost my voice. It went all squeaky.
Let me whistle.
Anyone listening to this on the podcast, rewind. Listen to my
maybe face. Breath.
And yeah, I say booyahs. He goes booyahs. Oh. Why did I draw so much attention to my failure? Carry on.
Because you're addicted to failure.
Oh, I'm addicted. No, I'm not addicted to failure. I just can't help it happen.
Ben.
Yes.
If you liked it, you should have put a ring on it.
All right, I'm opening that up now. YouTube.com. Right. This is
Isn't
this
piece of
oh,
crap.
Yes.
I was watching it a couple of months ago on Hit 40 or whatever it was, TMF.
Hit 40, like, booyah.
Indeed, that's what it is
called. What's the name of it? I'll just type Beyonce.
Single Ladies, I think.
Beyonce Single Ladies dance. Oh my god. This guy is the fattest person I've ever seen. I think he's wearing a cat suit. I'm too scared to click on that, so I'll click on this one, which I think is the actual video.
Oh, Ben, anyway, what I was going to say, iTunes. You know there's a little bar where there's, like, blips of the popularity, how popular it is?
Yes.
We have moved up to 2 blips.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Which is more than a lot of other ones.
Right, this is that amazing song that we've been listening to. We think it's brilliant. Here we go.
Ben, do you want me to play it?
Hold on.
I can see it in myself.
Maybe Bruce.
She's done two other women with the same sized asses, rather large, I must say, and they're just doing some strangely hypnotic hip movements. And
it's really weird, though, isn't it?
It's really quite. It makes me feel ill and scared. And
I know, it's a really odd video, isn't it? It's fucking messed up.
Like,
oh, Ben.
They look like they made
Ben, guess what?
I'll stop it now.
Ben, guess what?
Maybe, Brett.
Aside from that, I just went on the iTunes thing. We haven't got 2 blips. Guess how many blips we've got?
Do we have full blips, perhaps?
We have 7.
Oh, we have 7 blips.
How amazing is that?
It's incredibly amazing, Ben. We have 7 blips. Why do you not sound so fantastically happy?
We're beating RJ Dolan's podcast. We are also beating Jacob Bodnar's podcast.
We should add him. Also, just
we're also beating the Books on Demand podcast. So therefore, we kick buttocks.
We kick podcast.
Yes, we do.
That was seamless. That was seamless.
Well, there are still 2 other podcasts that are above us, though. One is We Know What Things Know About Stuff. Ben,
yes.
It's time for my dinner.
Maybe Brett.
I think we should draw to a close.
I think we should. Okay. Sounds like a plan.
So thank you for listening, everybody.
Would you like to know, Benjamin. Ben, would you like to know how long we've been going for? We planned for 10 minutes.
Hello.
We've been going for 29 minutes and 10 seconds.
Wow. We really can do this well. I think about 20 minutes ago we tried to finish, though.
Yeah, but then we just got so into it because we love doing this podcast so much, but people have just disgraced us by not doing our bidding. And when you don't do our bidding, the podcast leaves for a long time. Maybe it will be back soon. Just depends if you email in. Ben, would you like to give the details once more?
Hotmail@hotmail.co.podcast.com Yes, that is exactly the address that you will need. And possibly...
Maybe Brett.
That's it, possibly maybe Brett. Don't forget to look out for in a local bookshop near you, Harry Potter and the Philosopher.
Maybe Brett.
And also, thank you to the Scott Mills Show for not letting us nick all this stuff. And I'm sure no one else will ever hear this ever. So thank you very much, and we'll see you all soon. I have been Ben.
I've also been him.
And on behalf of Jack.
Maybe Brett.
And we shall see you all very soon.
Because that's what Jack would have wanted us to say if he wasn't here.
And this as well. Also this.
You're gay, you are.
And also this.
Maybe breast.
So on behalf of Jack.
Maybe breast.
On behalf of me.
Maybe breast.
On behalf of Ben.
Maybe breast.
We are the podcast team, and all together, collectively, we say.
Maybe breast.
Thank you very much, and may you have a very good.
Maybe breast.
And may you grow your own maybe breasts.
Yes, and may you breast.
We do hope that you breast.
Enjoy your brand new set of.
Maybe breast.
Your brand new set of maybe breasts. They might be some form of growth on your chest. We don't know, but they're maybe breasts.
That is now my text alert. So if you're at school and you want that tone, this one.
Maybe breast.
Ask me and I shall Bluetooth it to you. Okay, so on behalf of Jack.
Maybe
breast.
No,
let's not go through that again.
Actually,
actually, Jack.
You know you just said if you want that tone. What you need to do is get everyone in school to have that tone, as both their ringtone and their text tone. So all you'll hear walking through the corridors is maybe breasts, maybe breasts, maybe breasts,
maybe breasts, maybe breasts.
We can still dream, Ben. We can dream of a world.
We can dream.
Maybe breasts.
A paramount, you know, the president of the United.
Maybe breasts.
The maybe breasts of the United Booyah.
Oh, say, can you see to the doors now?
Maybe breast.
Oh, say,
God save
can
us.
You see maybe breasts something else.
Ben, God save.
Maybe breast.
God save our gracious.
Maybe breast.
That's good timing.
Damn right. Okay, I think we should wrap this up. It's time for my din-dins.
I think we should. You are 2.5 minutes late for your din-dins, and I just broke my pen, so I'm
alright, let's leave this on a cliffhanger. You ready, Ben?
We shall. Right.
Your mother is alive. She is downstairs, probably cooking tea, as is my mother, although she has finished. Now they both look at their phone after their ringtone goes off, saying...
Thank you for listening to the podcast with Jack, Ben and Ben, and I mean it. Subscribe, leave a message, apply for the competition that I probably didn't even read out. Even though the prize is crap, you can still, you know, apply for it. And I swear, if you don't, I will rape everyone you know.
Maybe breast?